This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check me, boo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer. It's a new week and we've got things to talk about. I want to start by getting into something that has happened in Orange County over the last few weeks. It came out last week that Shannon Bedore's ex, David Bedore, was charged with reckless driving. And this is the People headline. 6 months after RHOC alum's own DUI, Shannon and David are one of the most toxic couples in the history of Housewives, I think it's fair to say. They just didn't have what it took to go the distance. But you know what they do have in common? Issues with driving. Now, when I posted about this over the weekend, I perhaps conflated these two things, which were not the same. You know, David was arrested for reckless driving and speeding. He was going at speeds greater than 100 miles per hour on the highway, quote, in willful and wanton disregard for the safety of persons and property. And last week, in his arraignment, he was formally charged with 2 misdemeanor counts, to which he both pleaded not guilty. Okay, first of all, again, I've said time and time again on this podcast, I'm not a legal expert and I don't pretend to be. How do you plead not guilty to going over 100 miles an hour on the highway? Like, what is the defense? Are you just like, no, I wasn't. No, I was going 55. Your Honor, the radar gun malfunctioned. I wasn't going that fast. Like I actually am curious. Like, how do you prove your innocence when what you're being accused of is speeding? I don't know how that works. But anyway, his pretrial hearing has been scheduled for April 9th. Shannon, meanwhile, you know, in the fall, she had her little accident where she ran into a house or whatever after fleeing from a scene from a collision that caused property damage. We have got to get the Bravo celebrity driving in check. This, of course, is just a week or two after Karen Huger had her own drunk driving incident. She has numerous charges. You know, it sounds like she was really lucky that nobody was hurt in her situation. I truly don't understand what is happening with these people to feel like nothing bad is going to happen when you're in this place where clearly you're not making good choices. You're getting behind the wheel of a car. You're drinking too much. We've had this happen over the years. You know, this is not a new thing, but it just is. I don't want to see this becoming a trend more than it already is. And so, you know, Bravo celebrities, if you're listening, download whatever, ride sharing car service app of your choice. Make sure your payment information is current. And when in doubt, call a car. Even if you think you're too good for getting into the back of a, you know, Toyota Prius and coming home from the function, hire a driver. Do what you need to do. It's just like, it's unacceptable. It's not, you know, we can't be doing this. And I don't want to have any more housewives storylines of somebody getting a DUI. If my housewives are getting arrested, I want it to be for good old-fashioned fraud. Is that too much to ask? Like, if a housewife is getting hauled off to jail, I need it to be because she did something deeply fucked up in, like, Elizabeth Holmes, true crimey kind of way, not just because she had you know, one too many glasses of rosé and didn't have the good sense to call a car before she went home from, you know, girls' night or whatever. That's not fun. It's not fun to watch people, you know, creating problems for themselves and endangering others because they just can't get their shit together. You know what is fun? Watching Jen Shah get, watching the parking lot of Beauty Lab and Laser get raided. I don't know where the bar is here, but clearly it's, the bar is where the housewives shouldn't be, maybe. Also, there was this story, I don't know if anybody else saw this, but Kyle Richards, she said on Kelly Ripa's podcast that when she ran into Rihanna in Aspen in December, that she gave her amazing advice. Here's the quote. I'm just going to read. So she was in Kemosabe when I was in Aspen. It was actually closed. And I was heading home and I saw there was a light on and I was like, oh, I need to go get something from there. And I knew they would open the door for me. Kyle, if anywhere on earth is going to let her in when they're not actually open, it's going to be Kemosabe. I love that this is like a subtle flex where it's like, well, you know, they were closed, but like, obviously they would let me in. She says, so I knocked and they're like, oh, it's Kyle. And I saw them saying something like, what do we do? And I was like, what's going on? And then she was let inside and Rihanna was in there and she knows that Rihanna is a fan of the show. So she says, Rihanna was so sweet and she gave all kinds of amazing advice about my marriage, the women, and how we're handling things. I haven't told anybody this, but she said something that was so amazing to me. And I was like, oh my God. She said, next time one of these women want to know all the details of the intimacies of your marriage, tell them, why do I need to give you the blueprint to my home when I'm already renovated? Rihanna. Look, Rihanna, I love you. This is not in question. If you ever want to come on the podcast, we make like lists of dream guests sometimes. Like Rihanna's at the top. Rihanna has an open invitation anytime she wants. But my dear, please stop giving Kyle Richards advice to not talk about her life on camera. This is the opposite of what we need. I need my housewives watching celebrities to go up to their favorite housewives when they run into them at Kemosabe or at, you know, Javier's or, you know, whatever the fuck restaurant they're all eating at. I need them to say, look, bitch, give us more. We can't be letting them off the hook like this. It's distressing. We are already in such a place of needing more from Kyle Richards. It's not even funny how much more we need from Kyle Richards. And I've seen some people be like, no, it's fine. Like, Kyle has given us so much. And we just can't be doing that. We can't be doing that. And we got the news last week that the entire Roni season 14 cast is coming back for season 15, which is a good thing. I'm excited about it. I'm glad to have all the girls back. We got to get those cameras up and rolling. And I imagine that this announcement means that they're, you know, about to do just that. But it was a surprise that Jenna Lyons is coming back for another season. And it was partially because Jenna Lyons doesn't seem to be somebody who wants to share a whole lot about her personal life. And our friend Dave Quinn tweeted just that we should not expect to see Jenna's relationship on next season, because reportedly there's been some conversations that have been had that basically that will be completely off limits, that we won't be seeing her partner. We won't be talking about her partner. It's going to be like, this isn't happening. And it's a tough thing to have, where it's like, we're going into this season that hasn't even been filmed yet. Like, we haven't even started and we're already having these over the top kind of boundaries about what does and doesn't come on to the show. And it's like, look, I like Jenna Lyons. I think Jenna Lyons is cool. I was in favor of her coming back for another season, but at a certain point, it's like, why are we doing this? If it's just, it doesn't feel like we're getting the return on the investment. You know, like, Bravo's paying her all this money and she's going to go on there to talk about like her eyelash line. And it's not that I don't want to hear about the eyelash line. You know, the eyelash line has value. You know, the eyelash line is important. And I want all these women to feel like their business ventures and their hopes and dreams are important. But we also have to get the tea. You know, like if we're going to talk about the eyelash line, we need to talk about the proverbial husband. And I don't want to be too, you know, harsh on this season of Real Housewives of New York that has not even been filmed yet because we simply have bigger fish to fry. But I don't think we're trending in a good direction, if you think about it. But the last thing I'll say about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, a show that is not, you know, currently on the air and won't be for some time, we did get a very interesting tweet over the weekend from one Bette Midler who said, "Is it too late for me to become a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? I've never watched it, but I am in the mood to talk some shit and to get paid for it. A dream." Hashtag RHOPH. Ms. Bette, what are we doing here? Can we be for real right now? Do you want to come on the show? I would absolutely love to see Bette Midler taking in the experience of Dorit. I think that this would be must-see TV. I think that Bette would be giving us excellent confessional sound bites. I think that she would really get the girls together in a way that I don't think anybody has on Beverly Hills in a while. I don't think this is going to happen, to be clear. I'm not dumb. I wasn't born yesterday. I don't think that Bette Midler is like actually banging down the doors to come on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, as she probably shouldn't. But I just think that Beverly Hills and some of our shows as a whole are in a little bit of a tough spot when it comes to sort of being willing to like do enough. Denise also is like teasing that she might come back to Housewives. She just said, never say never. She also said, I have nothing against Erica, this talking to people. We'll see what happens when they get around to going back for their season. This is another thing where I'm like, first of all, Denise acting like it's some big never say never thing for her to go back to Housewives when she literally was on multiple episodes of the most recent season. It's like, yeah, we know you have their number saved. Like, we know you pick up the phone. It's a question of like what makes sense for the show. And I don't really think that Denise has the juice to come back full time. Again, it just, I feel like we need something to happen in Beverly Hills that's like unexpected. Maybe 2 years ago, I would have said that was Denise coming back, but I just don't think that at this moment, it's like what we need. Bette Midler, maybe. Denise, probably not. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the 3-beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. The main thing I want to talk about today is Real Housewives of Potomac and their reunion, which began last night. You know, It's been a little bit of a tricky season for Real Housewives of Potomac. I haven't talked about it every week. I have watched all the episodes. I'm up to date. You know, the calendar has been calendaring, and frankly, Potomac has just not felt like must recap TV this season for a lot of it. There have been parts that I've really enjoyed. There have been parts that have been a little bit of a slog, and I just think that Andy kind of starting off this reunion by summing up the frustration, to use his word, of watching this season, I thought that it was a really appropriate way to start the reunion. Because I think that sometimes there's a tendency with these shows where it's like, it's very Bachelor, where it's like, if we treat every season like the most dramatic season ever, and like Andy's always doing his little teaser thing where he's like, you guys, I just watched the last 7 episodes of Real Housewives of Potomac, and this show, man, it's a good one. He does it every season. You know, it's his job. At a certain point, it's like, you got to promote your own shit. And Housewives is Andy's own shit, for better or for worse. Like, people give him a lot of crap for like always hyping up the seasons. And I'm like, yeah, he's the executive producer of the show. He's not going to be like, man, Potomac, we'll come back next year. Don't bother watching those last 8 episodes. Like he has to. But at the same time, I really appreciated that he went into this reunion kind of giving them a little bit of a nudge where it's like, hey guys, like, this was a little bit tough this year, and it's because of your choices to not be able to move on with each other and do some of this stuff. Like, you are holding us back. You are the ones. I don't think this is an issue with casting. I don't think this is an issue with, you know, storylines that have just run their course. It truly does come back to, in large part, these relationships that just haven't been able to get past square one this season. And so it was a little bit disappointing to watch at the reunion where, you know, everybody kind of starts off by, you know, agreeing to a certain point that it's like, yes, 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 I'm on board to like talk and listen and move forward and X, Y, Z and yada, yada, yada. It's like, okay, yeah, you all kind of like have to say it at the beginning. Otherwise, like, truly, why are we here? But then we see with Candace and Giselle, it's like, these women aren't willing to do that. They fundamentally just aren't going to. And the like absolute agony that we have to go through to get to the point of the smallest little apology and the smallest little acknowledgement of Giselle saying, okay, like I am willing to admit that Chris didn't make me go in the room. He asked me to go in the room, and that made me feel uncomfortable, after she's told numerous times that I didn't say the word make. And Andy's like, they're telling me in the control room that you did. It's like, we should be coming into the reunion ready to be at that point, because that gets Candace and Giselle to maybe possibly square one. And the fact that we had to spend a whole hour of the reunion arriving at the most basic acknowledgement, where Candace finally owns the white looking ass comment that she made from last reunion that Giselle said led to her getting a lot of death threats. Candace is like, I'm not taking responsibility for the death threats that other people sent you. But like, it just feels like we are so like underwater with these relationships that it's like, there's no room for anything to actually grow, because we're literally looking at like a gravel pit. Like, there aren't going to be any like new things sprouting out of this like gravel pit of feelings about each other. I don't know what I'm doing with this gravel pit thing, but let's like rewind a little bit. I don't want to get too ahead of myself. We start off this reunion talking a lot about Juan Dixon and the rumors about his infidelity and the things that we didn't hear about last season. And then Robin didn't want to talk about this season and who cares and whatever. And so Robin, her like official stance now is that she, quote, can't be sure that he's never cheated on her, but that she, quote, has many reasons to believe what he says. Again, this is like, it's beyond beating a dead horse at this point to be like, Juan and Robin have had messy issues in their relationship. It's like, and the world is round and the sky is blue. Like, I kind of I'm of two minds about this because I definitely understand being frustrated like Candace has been, or like Karen has been, that Robin wasn't more forthcoming about certain stuff with her marriage. I was annoyed about it too. But at the same time, it's like, we don't really need to spend now additional time at the very end of this another season of, oh, but you should have talked about it, or what happened here, or what's, you know, Robin has given us all she's going to give us. Juan's not going to give us anything. Juan has declined coming to the reunion this year, and he doesn't even have a basketball game as an excuse. I like that we're pointing out that it's like, oh, now he doesn't have a job. He still just doesn't want to come to the reunion, by the way. And Ashley is like, you know, Michael used to skip reunions, but then the one he did come to was after he got caught cheating. The bar is in hell for these men. That it's like, well, you know, he did cheat on me. He did, you know, he did grab producers' asses allegedly for like years and decide not to come to the reunion. But he did come once when he actually got caught with his literal pants down with a woman in a hotel room. So, you know, give him credit. Like, Juan should watch this and be so mortified that he's being compared unfavorably to Michael Darby. Like, that is where we're at right now. But Juan probably doesn't watch the reunion. Like, I can't imagine that Juan is like sitting down when they get the screener of the episode and being like, okay, Robin, like, let's see what it is. Like, well, let's see what the damage is. Let's get into it. Like, that's not happening. I bet Juan hasn't watched an episode of Real Housewives of Potomac since season 3. No. Ooh. What season do they get married? He probably watched the wedding episode. Or did he? Do we think he did? Juan doesn't necessarily seem like the person who's like watching his like wedding video back. I don't know. Maybe I'm not giving him enough credit. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit. Maybe he has never watched an episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Isn't that interesting to think about? Like, the people who are on the shows, obviously for the most part, have to watch the episodes, or at least like it would be like a real choice not to, because you have to come to the reunion, you're getting asked about it, you're doing press. But like, I would love to know what percentage of Bravo husbands watch the show that they're on. Like Jersey, I bet they pretty much all do. I bet Louis watches the episodes before Teresa. Like Mauricio definitely didn't watch this season of Beverly Hills. PK, PK probably likes watching the episodes that he's on. Like, he's probably like a Sheena type, and he just like fast forwards to his scenes. I bet there are a lot of husbands that watch the episodes more closely than their wives. Like Salt Lake City, you know, they are like up in there. You know that like Justin Rose, he probably watches every episode twice. Oh, Angie's husband, Sean, Angie K. Oh, please. He's watching these episodes, you know, 3-4 times each. He's probably taking notes for Angie. Okay, I've gotten on a tangent here, but I would love to know. Spring has sprung, and that means it is time for some spring cleaning. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring ones, make sure you are using Ibotta to get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items, from groceries to beauty supplies to toys, so you can make sure you're shopping smarter, not harder, no matter what you are purchasing. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of a spring wardrobe refresh, a new warm weather bedding set, or a flight for that summer getaway you've been eyeing. Other apps, they give you points that don't amount to much. But with Ibotta, you just add your offers in the app, upload your receipt, and you get real cash that you can cash out to your bank account, PayPal, or gift cards. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers, including all your favorite grocery stores, Lowe's, Macy's, Sephora, Best Buy, and more. Right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 just for trying by using the code MENTION when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use code MENTION. That's Ibotta in the Google Play or App Store and use code MENTION.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robin says that Bravo should do a two-hour special on Juan's life because it's so interesting. This is where I literally had to press pause on the episode because I was like, Robin, what are you talking about? Juan is on a Bravo show and has declined to come to the reunion because he doesn't want to share anything about his life. On what planet is Bravo sending cameras to do a two-hour special on like his background? We're not getting anything on the show that you're already paid to share your life on. That was like, oh my God, it was a throwaway comment. But at the same time, I'm like, do you not get like what we're doing here? Like what the point is? I just like, I don't know. There's a lot about this Potomac reunion that is just like a little bit frustrating. Candace has some receipts of, this was a lot for me. Candace has some receipts that are printed on big poster boards of, it's like Robin talking about something to do with Giselle in a group chat with multiple bloggers. And this is proof to Candace, or it's proof to Candace that Robin's not a good friend and that she talks to, it's just like, is this it? Is this the best we have to talk about? Meanwhile, Mia's talking about the situation with her and Gordon and this guy, Inc. By the way, if you listen to the episode with Mia from a couple weeks ago, I met Ink. Seems like a nice guy. I don't know. We didn't talk at all. He was here, though. Great guy. Looks just like the pictures. I don't know. The situation with Mia has gotten more and more fascinating to me as everything else on this show has seemed to be just like stuck in the mud. And I think that this is something that I hope that they're paying a lot of attention to as we move forward with this show, because there's going to be a season 9. I mean, they're already talking about, you know, Bravo's posting about Candace leaving. It's like, oh, she won't be on season 9. It's like this show isn't going anywhere. So I feel like they are sort of at a crossroads here. And I, you know, we still have a couple parts of the reunion left to go. I'm curious to see sort of like what the vibe is, especially knowing that Candace won't be back next season. Obviously, there have been rumors about Robin, nothing confirmed. But I think that this show is at a crossroads in the sense of whose story is this? What do we really care about, both as which people on the show do we really care about? And also what types of storylines, what types of relationships, what types of group dynamics should we be prioritizing as we move forward? So we've had eight seasons of our four OGs. We've had six seasons of Candace. We've had a few seasons each of Mia, Wendy, one season of NECA. I think that there we're starting to see some shifts in terms of whose story it feels like we're telling, who is interesting to follow. And I think that Mia is really the biggest net positive out of this whole season, because before this year, she had been on two seasons. It felt like she still was kind of the like something extra on the side. That it was, she was a little bit funny. She was a little bit messy. She, you know, got into, you know, she lies sometimes. Like, I don't know. There was like, it's not like there was nothing there, but it wasn't, she didn't feel like necessarily a core part of, you know, what makes Potomac Potomac. And I'm sure that some people might still disagree about this, but I really feel now like if I'm ranking the cast in order of whose life I'm most interested in following and who I feel like is giving us the most, the end of that finale with Mia and Gordon coming back to film after the, you know, after the split news came out, that was extremely compelling to me. And they put Kyle Richards to shame. They put pretty much everybody to shame in terms of what they were willing to talk about, in terms of how real and raw it felt. And I think that there are lessons to be learned from that for Potomac to start with. I think that Mia is probably one of the most important pieces moving forward next season. But I really hope that also Bravo execs and other production companies and, you know, other people sort of across the board are keeping an eye on that, because I just think that we, going back to what I was saying at the beginning, I think that we're in a little bit of a weird place, and I think that Mia is like one of the few people, I would put most of the Miami cast in this category too, people who are really like understanding the assignment of what we need right now and how to be housewives in this, you know, like late stage era where everything's on social media, things are more kind of like produced behind a veil. And it's like, you have to be able to still give a certain amount of reality and a certain amount of sort of like unvarnished je ne sais quoi that somebody like Kyle Richards to me is just not giving anymore. And I don't, you know, if you love Kyle, that's fine. I don't dislike Kyle. I just, it's tough. It's tough. And so I don't know, my like cookie of the day goes to Mia, but like, we'll see. We have two more parts and I don't know. That's where we are right now. But anyway, thank you everyone for listening. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show. We have some fun stuff coming up this week, so make sure you're following. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool. Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer and Shannon Sassone. Editing by Shannon Sassone. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.